Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Everybody, God bless you tonight. Amen. We want to welcome you, each and every one, to the Prayer News Network Global. You are welcome to this open heaven on tonight. And we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord. We glorify him on tonight. We glorify him for his goodness. We glorify him, amen, for his grace. Glory to God. And I tell you, people of God, we could go on and on and on. But we thank you tonight, and we just want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. While you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come in on tonight. Glory to God. Invite someone else to come on in on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We're so grateful to be here. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen. It's another day. It's another hour that the Lord has brought us together, amen, as a body of believers, amen. And we pray that you brought your faith. We pray that you came expecting, amen, the Lord to do something for you on tonight, amen. Glory to God. Invite someone to come on in, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We're excited, amen, about what the Lord is about to say to us on tonight, amen. We had our prophet with us on last night. He's with us again on tonight, and we are so grateful, amen. So go ahead and invite someone to come in, amen. We just want to thank God for all of our listeners, all of our international listeners. We bless God for you. Thank God for you, amen, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for reaching out to us, amen, via messenger. Glory to God, and we are just connected, amen. Glory to God, we're just all connected by spirit, and we just give God thanks, and we give God praise for that on tonight, amen. Thank God for our listeners, amen, that are here in the continental U.S. We thank God for you and you, amen, now covering just about all of the United States, amen. In some way, amen, we're touching, amen, all of the states of this U.S., amen, and we thank God for it. Thank God for each of you, amen, that are in the isles of the sea. Amen, Jesus, picking up new countries there as well. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for you that these airways, amen, are touching your ears, amen, touching your hearing, touching your spirit, amen. And for this, we give God thanks for this. We give God praise, amen. Truly, God is good, amen. He's great. He's worthy to be praised. Glory to God. We just thank him, thank him, thank him. Amen. We cannot thank him enough. Glory to God. Truly, if we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to give God thanks, to give him praise. Amen. For the great things that he's doing. Amen. We realize there's a lot going on in the earth. Amen. But we thank God that
we're recording has started.
Hiding place in him. Glory to God that we're able, glory to God, to take cover, to take solitude in his word. Glory to God. The scripture declares that heaven and earth, yes, 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 glory to God, shall pass away. Amen. But his word, glory to God, his word stands. And we're thanking God, amen, and we're coming here to this line. We're being fed. We're being fed by the word of God. And we give God thanks and we give God praise for that. Amen. And we are thanking God for you, people of God, for helping us to get the word out to the people, to let them know that we are here. Let them know glory to God, that there is a word from the Lord and that they can come and be fed. They can come to these waters. They can drink. Glory to God, it doesn't cost them anything. We're just trying to get the word out to win the loss at any cost. And so we give God thanks and give him praise as you're coming in. Go ahead and invite someone else to come in. Again, invite them. We got to compel them. We got to compel them to come. Glory to God. We got to listen to God. We got to break into their schedule. Glory to God. Amen. Because we know how that spirit of busy works. Yes, we do. But we thank God that you're here. Amen. And now that you're here, we want to invite you to invite someone else. Amen. Glory to God. So go ahead and invite someone else. Amen. On this terrific Tuesday. Amen. Jesus, invite someone to come and be a part. Glory to God. Were you blessed by the word on last night? My God. Glory to God. We were indeed blessed by the word. If you didn't get it, amen. If you didn't hear it, glory to God, you can certainly request a copy, or you can go out to our Prayer News Network page. There, you'll find the broadcast. Amen. You can click on it and listen. Amen, Jesus, as often as you like. Certainly send it out to someone. Glory to God. We're just trying to be a witness, trying to get the word out. Glory to God, to win the loss at any cost. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for you. We thank God for each of you as you're continuing to come in. We want to ask you again to go ahead and invite someone else to come on in. Glory to God. Invite them to come on in. Glory to God. Tell them to come on in the room. Amen. God has had something great for us on tonight. Amen. We just know it. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus. However, glory to God. Amen. However he chooses to bless us, glory to God. Amen. Jesus, listen. Glory to God. We're here with our hands and our hearts lifted up unto him. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank him. Glory to God. However the word comes, glory to God. If it cut us, amen, we thank God on the other edge of that sword. Amen. There's healing balm of Gilead. Amen. So however the Lord chooses, glory to God, it's for our good. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen, Jesus. No reservations. Amen, Jesus. Just open heart, open spirit unto him. Glory to God. There's so much going on in the earth. Glory to God. And we need the word of God. Glory to God. Line upon line. Glory to God. Precept upon precept. Glory to God. We know that. Amen. So many of us, amen, are parts of different ministries. But we give God thanks. We give God praise at the beginning of the pandemic. Amen, Jesus. The Lord erected the PNN in the earth. And for this, we thank the Lord. Amen, Jesus, that we can get a little here. Amen. We get a little, amen, at our local assemblies. Glory be to God. All to make the whole. Glory to God. That we may grow up in him, coming to the full stature of the Godhead bodily. Amen. Glory be to God. The Lord is building us. We're not just hearing. We're not just coming. Glory to God. But the word that we're hearing is living. It's the living word. He's the living word. And as we're hearing his word, people of God, glory to God, he's moving in us. Amen. He's tearing down walls. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's putting on plaster. Glory to God. He's painting. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. This house. Glory to God, except the Lord fills the house. Glory be to God. Ha! Woo! Glory to God, except the Lord fills the house. And we're here, glory to God, that he, the wise master builder, glory to God, will work on us. Amen. Making us ready. Making us ready for the kingdom. Making us ready for kingdom work. Glory to God, transforming our mind. Glory to God, reviving our spirit and renewing our soul. Glory to God, all by his word. It's all by his word. His word is multifaceted. Glory to God, it does so much all at the same time. So we thank God tonight, amen, again. We want to invite you, amen, to invite someone else. Glory to God, please, ma'am, please, sir, invite someone else to come out and be a part, glory to God, of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. Again, just want to thank God for all of our listeners. Amen. From wherever you're listening from, glory to God. We give God thanks. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank him. Glory to God. We thank him. We thank him. Glory be to God. For truly he's great and greatly to be praised. Amen. Glory be to God. So we just want to prepare our hearts and minds. Amen. As you're continuing to come in, as you're continuing to get that word out, glory be to God. We just thank him. Glory be to God for this day that he has made. Amen. Glory to God. We bless him tonight. Amen. We bless him tonight. Glory to God for his many, many blessings. Glory to God. We just thank him. Glory be to God for all that he's done, for all that he's yet to do. Amen. We just give God the praise. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank him tonight for our leaders. Glory to God for all of our leaders. Amen. I want to thank him for my leaders on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank him. Amen. For our celestial intercessor. Amen. Thank him tonight for our senior apostle. Glory be to God. Apostle. Glory be to God. Samuel Huggins James. And thanking him tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K. A. Tina. Thanking him for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. Thanking God tonight. Glory be to God for all of you advisors. Amen. Thanking God for the help. Glory be to God that he has, amen, sent the help with the line. Glory be to God. Amen. Because truly God is doing a great work in the midst of his people. Thanking him for you, people of God, for wherever you are. Amen. Thanking him for the growth and development in you. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless him. We thank him tonight. Glory to God. We honor and glorify him on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We're going to ask, amen, that you bring your heart and bring your mind in on tonight. Glory be to God. Bring them on in. Bring them on in on tonight. Glory be to God. Bring your heart in. Bring your mind in. Amen. Settle in. Glory be to God. Settle in on tonight. Glory to God with your pen and your paper. Glory be to God as we get ready. Amen. For the word on tonight. Glory to God. We are tonight going to, amen, ask Minister Emmanuel Holmes, amen, if he will come. Amen. To bless the line on tonight. Glory be to God. God bless you, man of God. God bless you. Mm-hmm. Star 6 again, Minister Emmanuel. Amen, Jesus, as he's trying to come in. Amen. Listen, listen, people of God, as he's coming back in, if and when you take the platform, if you are trying to submit your prayer request, when it's time for the prayer request, if you're not able to get over, if you will hang up and dial back in, if you will hang up and dial back in, that should let you into the platform. As I understand, several people are having problems getting over and onto the platform. So if you are trying to get over when it's time for prayer, if you're trying to get over on the platform and if you're not able to get on the platform, hang up and dial back in again, and you should be able to get in. As I now understand, people are experiencing problems getting over on the platform. Amen. But we're not defeated. Glory to God. We're not defeated in any way. Glory to God. So tonight, amen, without further ado, we're going to release the platform to the man of God. God bless you, Minister Manuel.
Amen. God bless you, Lord of God. God bless you, Bradley's family. And I do apologize, amen. My phone got cut off, but nevertheless, amen, we're here in the Lord. And the song of my heart says, my soul love Jesus.
Be Anoint their hearts, oh God, to open up and receive
your word with gladness. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, do it tonight for your name's sake. Oh God, give us a testimony. Oh God, put a praise in our spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, bless the mothers tonight. Oh God, every mother dying tonight. We pray that you will bless them and strengthen them. Oh God, help them to go through. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we love you. We glorify you. Oh God, we exalt your name tonight. We give your name the praise for the great things that thou hast done. Oh God, for the great things that you're yet going to do, even in the lives of your people. Father God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For the prayer on tonight, our scripture reading will be coming from Isaiah chapter 43, starting at verse 11. Isaiah 43, starting at verse 11 down to verse 19. And the scripture reads, I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ship. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and in the rivers. Again, verse 19, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and in rivers in the desert. Amen. Lord God, I pray for you, Isaiah 43, verse 11 through 19. Amen. Of the King James Version. Amen. Glory to God. Just a little bit. Amen. Of this song. Glory to God. It was on my heart. Glory to God. And the song says, amen. I will do a new thing. Amen. I will do a new thing in you, and whatever you ask for, and whatever you pray for, it shall not be denied, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For I will do to the people of God. Amen. Glory to God. All the way down from Alachua, Florida. Glory be to God. Again, from Elohim Revival Center International. Glory to God. People of God tonight. Amen. Set your heart ready. Amen, Jesus. Shut the doors. Glory to God. Come on in. Glory be to God. And let us hear what thus says the Lord. He that has an ear to hear, let us hear what the Spirit is saying to the church on tonight. People of God, tonight I introduce the song. I present to others, amen, God's mouthpiece for this hour, none other than Prophet Virgil Osell. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, woman of God. We give God praise on tonight, and we thank God for all that he is doing and has done for us. And then we give our honor and praise of God to those of you in your respective places. We count in our robbery. We thank God for our celestial intercession tonight. Apostle Samuel Huggins James, the Apostle Bishop K.A. Tenner. We thank God for all of you. Amen. We bless the Lord for the CNN Network advisors. Amen. Who support and lift up the Word of God's arms on tonight. We're going to enter into the Word of God on tonight. Tell somebody, say, don't bother me for the next 25 to 45 minutes, because there's a word from the Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority in this place. We bless your name, thou master, for the wind of your spirit, for the body of your voice. We thank you now, Jesus, for resting in the midst of us on tonight. Father, now we ask you, God, that you would come in this place like a whirlwind. And God, that you would not only come in this place like a whirlwind, but you would sit down. Let your glory come. Let the wings of the cherubim come, O God, and let them transport the message right about us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray now that you would give me the strength to decrease, that you might increase, O God. Pick me up, God, tonight, and place me, God, in the ring of fire. O God, that I may minister your word, O God, under the protection of the angels, even now in the name of Jesus. God, we give you praise, God, for moving in the midst of us. We thank you, all of you now. In Jesus' name we pray. The people of God said amen and thank God. Amen. If you have your Bible tonight, turn to Psalms chapter 90. Psalms 90. Oh, we bless the Lord on tonight. I feel the presence of God in this atmosphere. I don't know about nobody else, but I feel the Spirit of God moving already. Amen. We bless them. I'm going to try to get through this. Amen. Psalms 90, when you get it, signify by saying amen, those of you who can speak and I can hear. Psalms 90, and we're going to begin at verse 1 tonight. Thank the Lord. Thank the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. In prayer, Moses, the man of God, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and says, return ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night, thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as sleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy conscience, away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale told, tale that is told. The days of our youth are 80 years. And if our reason is strength, they may be fourscore, yet is their strength, labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Oh, we bless the name of Jesus on tonight. Holy Ghost, help me. Matthew, the 24th chapter. And we are at the 8th verse. Oh, we love you tonight, Jesus. All these things are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall
many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, shall endure unto the end, shall the same shall be saved. The same shall be saved. We bless the Lord on tonight and we thank him for his word, this particular word. So tonight the Lord would have us to travel into a place dealing with strange food and digestive discomfort. Strange food and digestive discomfort. Now we're going to come back to loop around and deal with and put a comma on the food. Now, as we spoke with you, this was in 2021 in December. And we spoke with you concerning those of you that were here for the survivalism, spoke your whole week concerning the survivalism and how things would begin to rapidly shift and change as we get into the next year. And the Lord begins to remind me of some things on tonight and begin to discuss with me concerning food shortages. And some of them are, and I want you to hear me when I say this, some items are not associated with a shortage. Some items are associated with cutting costs because of inflation. So when you don't see or you don't get as many as you once did before, it has nothing to do with shortage. It has to do with inflated prices. Import and export inflated prices. So some of your items, some of your products, some of the things that you buy out of the store are not cut short because of shortages, but because of inflated prices. Because a lot of our soaps and dish detergents are made by Procter & Gamble, and they're right here in the United States. So and the petroleum and the stuff that you use to make stuff that you use, the sodium hydroxide you use to make soap and stuff like that, that stuff can be found right here inside the United States. But so there are some products that are just jumping on, some companies are jumping on board to reduce things. Ice is no longer 10-pound bags of ice, but now there's 7-pound bags, but you're paying the 10-pound bags price. Now, how is ice impacted by shortages? How is it impacted by inflation? Water is free. Electricity has not changed in some areas. So the ice chest or the ice cooler shouldn't be expensive, more costly now. Ice should be the same price. But what is costly is the bag. And not only the bag, the piece of metal that goes on to close the bag is imported. So that is where your fees go. Because if you look at the product itself, it should not cost or be reduced. But the product itself being cheaply produced, it is the packaging that is cost more. Y'all stay with me. So now that we are here, in this particular place, we have to learn how to survive. We have to learn how to live in this, and we have to learn what we should eat and what we should not eat. And so we've got to learn that what we put in our body now is not wholesome food and has not been wholesome food for years. But even so, now a lot of our foods are impacted with, or basically filled with a lot of synthetics. If you knew what was in your meat, you would surely stop buying. So when you look at and how byproducts work, it means that they are putting and adding pieces of this over here and adding pieces of that over there. It's almost as if we are living in the days where poverty black families or poverty families would scrap up pieces of this and pieces of that to make a meal. And so because of that, we have meat companies who have the livestock but don't have the workers. And so because they don't have the livestock, they don't have the workers, many companies that own their own meat plants, putting them in hot houses. So a lot of our vegetables, the reason why they don't grow, they don't mass grow, so they grow in hot houses. But your meat, and the reason why your meat hurts your stomach now is because sometimes your meat may have something like salmonella in it, may have some pig intestines, goat liver, and all kind of mess mangled up in there. But because it's been taken to a meat grinder several times, you may have meat in there with some lizard in it, goat in there, and many of you may have meat. They may have some raven and dove in it. But because it's taken through the meat grinder, through several passes, all grinded together. All grinded down together. And so when you think you're eating those juicy burger, Angus beef, you're eating the burger with rabbit in it. You're eating a burger now with gator in it. Probably a little munchie in there too. Dog or cat again. I ain't trying to make y'all sick, but I'm trying to help you. So you got to be mindful of how you order your food from these restaurants and buy your meat from the store. They are only meat that you can identify to be naturally made, born and raised. Still owns the bone, but anything ground turkey and ground meat has synthetics mixed with it by products from other meat sources. So now you have a family pack of hamburger buns. And so when you make a hamburger helper, you got the helper, but the ham ain't the burger no more because it has byproducts in it. And so we have to be mindful of the meat that we eat. To ensure that your body functions in the capacity in which it needs to, you need to have a hydroponic growth system to start growing your vegetables. But those of you who battle with stomach digestion, get you a papaya and eat a cup or half a cup of papaya every morning before you start your day and before you consume anything else. Eat the half a cup of papaya. And the enzyme known as papain reduces the acid reflux or the gastritis inside your stomach because it goes down through the pocket. And inside of your intestinal pocket, it begins to neutralize. Now, they're going to stop it. It ain't going to happen overnight. It's going to take some time for it to work. After you get your papaya, get your seeds. Scrape your seeds out of there, get you some potting soil, and throw them in a pot and plant them. And then after you do that, then you won't have to buy. You won't have to buy papaya no more. So you need the papain and the papaya. The next thing you're going to need is to take and drink for your gut. Live probiotics. Those of you that are on certain medications need to consult with your doctors to ensure that you can take or drink live probiotics. Now, they have ginger shots in Publix and different gas stations. These are probiotics with turmeric in it. Just drink it with some honey in it and drink it and go. The immune system booster. Your focus now is on your digestive care because you have ingested things that your body is not naturally able to process. Nobody wasn't designed to eat no lizard and all this crazy stuff. You've been Americanized for so many years. so if you were in China and some African countries, but we don't need that alone. But if you're in China and you are eating or consuming foods over there, it is to me acceptable to eat bat and all this stuff because they went through a recession or went through a season where they had a food shortage. And so they began to eat everything that was walking on the ground. Dogs, cats, birds, lizards, snakes, bats, anything they can get their hands on. Tigers, cats, all this stuff that is strange to us to eat. They lived off of it to survive. Mongolians, Koreans, all these people who lived off of these things ate strange foods. So now the byproduct is going inside of our ground meat. This is a strange meat, strange food. And we're eating these things, and they're tearing up our digestive system. You have synthetic cheese and all kind of stuff. Milks in every product. We shared this with you in December, that how products that when they will come off the shelf now, the shelf life, though it has an expiration date of a few days, it will go bad before those days because of the delay of it getting on the shelf. It was bad before it left out of the farm. All right. Those who have an EBT card and would like to invest or get a hydroponic growth system, you are able to buy seeds to plant a garden and control what type of fertilizer you use in your garden by ordering your supplies from off of Amazon. You can purchase a hydroponic growth system right off of Amazon with food stamps, supplemental nutrition. You can use your cards now to buy seeds of plants and health food and flowers. As long as they're herbal. So now when you look at the food that you are consuming and how they are not lasting like they used to, then you must ask yourself that if you buy a bag of apples right now and put them on your counter and 2 to 3 days later they are turning brown or withering, then what are you eating? What are you consuming? What is now in our food to keep the global market moving? What are we as human beings putting inside of God's temple now? Because the money, the hunger, and the greed for all this money that keeps coming in has not changed. However, the quantity of what we eat has been reduced. And so we are consuming foods and groceries and buying juices and milks and butters, and we're expecting to get the same product. But I'm here to tell you that when we hit January the 1st, the products had already been manipulated. And here we are now all the way in June, and synthetics are being forced into your products that you eat at such a greater level. Medical insurance is no longer going to start providing these premium pays, reducing what they will pay for and increasing your out-of-pocket pay because they're, quote-unquote, not enough workers. But you got to understand, there are industries that have not been directly impacted by the worker shortage. A service industry is not directly impacted by a worker shortage, except if it needs extra bodies. Now, if you provide a job, if you provide a service and somebody talking to somebody, conference line, not conference line, but Congress calls in. Of course, you got shortages. You got people that isn't waiting, and then they wait in the queue. But if you're increasing your prices because people have to wait in the queue, that's a disadvantage to your customers. So now you're making your customers not only wait longer, but now you're charging them extra. So you see, everybody's capitalizing off of shortages. We really ain't impacted by it, but we just gonna make money just like everybody else. See, green is here, and it's been here to stay for years, and it does not change how the system works, but it is cheating you out of what is in your pocket to buy out of the store. They can jack up the prices because they know that you gonna need it. Feed your family. You gotta feed them. And now you go and get turkeys out of the store, turkey wings and cracker chips, and they're damaged, black boxes, and damaged meat. And they're putting it on the shelf and telling you, oh, well, this is all we have. Deal with it. Bell peppers sitting on the counter, wrinkled, bringing them out of the back of the store, out of the produce market, and sitting on the shelf, already going bad. This is the way our food is coming down. And so many of the times we will buy stuff, take it home, cut it open, and it's already rotten. Mangoes don't have the sweet flavor no more. Strawberries taste like water. Watermelon has not no good sweet flavor to it. Cantaloupe is brittle, and all these things. You have food supplies that's been reduced. You have things that were substance, had substance in it and quality in it, is no longer there because we have what? Seen the times change and men have what? Capitalized off of it, and now they're what? Feeding us what they want us to have. While the elite eat the greatest bit of it because they have the money to buy the better quality of meat. And see, in our stores, we are getting what? The finesse and the leftovers. Because of our plan. But then you have those who are able to afford sirloin steaks and buy real meat, who are able to get quality meat, quality stripping, quality burgers. If you don't catch the seafood and you don't have all the stuff, that's why God told us last December to go get cows. So it's how many to get? Because we was needed. Because of the meat going. And because not only that, he showed us about the seed. Why? Because we were what needed. And now that we're here, we do what we needed. And so now we got to understand, how do we survive right here? Put your money together and begin to do what? Survive. Use wisdom. You and your family get together and you guys buy a whole Angus beef cow, a butcher cow. And that meat, that's over 1,000 pounds of meat. That's enough to feed you and a small business. But you and your family get together and invest into the meat. Everybody invest in the two cows. So buy two cows apiece. Butcher them. The table is ready to find a reputable slaughterhouse that butchers meat for you, and you're putting your freezer. And you have meat to last you a whole year, and the meat won't have any byproducts in it because you'll get it fresh from the butcher. And you don't have to worry about no synthetic other meat being introduced with thumper or any kind of rabbit or goat or any kind of strange word, possums and all kind of strange meat. You don't have to worry about none of your meat being interjected with something that is not pure. In these days and times that we live in, the church has become socially disconnected from the voice of the prophet because they have chasing after the false word. Because the false word is what brings them their excitement. It is what brings them what they feel as a euphoric feeling. The church is like fragile, so to speak. We come to get high also promise it because it makes us want, makes us celebrate that we get housing God. But true promises bring you to where you need to be that you may live and not die. Feminine. And so because that many of us have encountered or encountering false promises, false words, and it's because of something that we want to hear. Now, Mr. Bradley, now we got a sin in the church where it is found upon to bring an alignment. But we've got to understand God comes to bring us the place that we need to be, so to speak. Y'all got me? But in this dispensation, as they would say, the rise of the false prophet is raising his head back up, and it's raising his head back up in full force. Because during the pandemic, a lot of churches lost their membership due to COVID. And some of them had closed down. And so because of that, the false prophets begin to what? Bank on these people because they begin to go to their ministry. Because they had a platform that they could use access and they could always get a word. But what they didn't know was, Minister Bradley, that even though you had a word there, it was not the word of the Lord. And so now that churches have begun to resume opening, now the false prophets were losing their bankroll, and their lives are problems. So they have to become what? Creative. And they become creative now have to get into a manipulating thing. Now they want to use witchcraft to draw the people back to them, split the church. And so no, now we got to rise to those who will desire to hear this sound. While there's a desire to hear what that which is righteous and pure. And so because of that, we have a split now between what that is accurate and that which is inaccurate. And so now the church calls real prophecy false and false prophecy real. Y'all don't hear me again. And now they're calling it, they're judging the real prophet because the false prophet is telling them what they want to hear, stroking their ego, patting them on their head when they are in full-blown sin, when all of the prophet is a rod in a hammer, and it brings an alignment and correction, tears down and builds back up. Understand me? So now we got to do what? We've got to realign the body of praise because the church now has become hungry for mess over righteousness. And because of that, now there's beginning a split in the church, and we have more people that are concerned with how the message is preached versus how the souls are being saved after the message is being preached. We don't want the quality of God's word. We want a word that's going to stroke our ego. We want a word that's going to rub us on our back. We're living in dangerous times. And how can one survive in this time with all the false words that's been going for? I heard some of the false prophecies during the time of COVID. I just shook my head in disbelief. I did not understand how this was permitted, that these people would be on and they would be proper line to the moon was shaking. And people would eat it up. And what became disheartening was I seen sanctified folks sitting among these heathens, eating up what they were saying. Question. Thought I had to give you so that you have instructions about the strange foods and digestion, but that was going to get into the heart. give me a few minutes, and I'll be out your way. Jude 1 and 4. Jude 1 and 4. Woman of God, let me know how good I am on time. Jude 1 and 4. For there are certain men, crafty and unaware, who are before of old ordained to this condemnation. They are what? Ungodly men. Turn the grace of God, grace of our God, into what? Lasciviousness. And denying the Holy Lord and our Lord Jesus Christ. They are what? Become what? Brute thieves. Having that conscience, what? Seeing with a hot iron. You cannot correct them because they choose not to be corrected. They desire to be seen. They desire to be heard. It is a lust for attention. Rejected people leading people to a place of damnation. I was going to see this. So now it's okay, commendably okay, but to have bleeding people lead hurt people into their demise. And we sit back, many of us to say, probably on here right now, who say, listen to this foolishness, come across the airways, and they know better. But they push this because they like it. It appeals to their carnality, their fleshly side. And then we will sit and listen to this garbage, and then we'll get off of their broadcast and get on the phone and slander their name. But we just shouted and danced when they proper lied to us about a house and a car or a husband or a wife. We got to make this thing make sense, thanks to God. So we have what? Become accustomed to what? Lies rather than the truth. We want what makes us smile, make our flesh tingle, versus that which will go a line up in the righteousness. And so because of that, there's a split in the church. We got half of y'all going over here, half of the others going over there. And here God is in the middle saying, now what in the world is this? How did we get here? That we have more righteous saints, our God. They are on the leaning side of carnality, along with the unrighteous. They are too few holy saints. We have become compromisers of our own righteousness. We compromise our faith. We compromise our standards. We compromise our walk with God. We are some compromising people. The Bible says that how can a man love two masters? You're either going to hate one and love the other. We are caught between two opinions. We got to get back into the place where we once were. The church is in a stagnant but yet flowing position. Because we decide not to move to the beat of God's drum no more. See, COVID only exposed who you really were. It ain't exposed who the preachers were. In some cases, we've always known that those preachers were making pornographication, being all over social media and being exposed by the world. We already knew that. We sat there and watched them preachers. We knew any moment they were going to fall and somehow was going to explore big screen. We already knew it. Nobody had to tell us. But we sat there and we watched. And we shouted and danced for their messages. And the minute they said, we had something to say. But here lies the problem we have in the church. Because where are the real church mothers at now? Real deacons at now? We got a whole bunch of young Christians that want to shut down the church mothers and the deacons season folk because they feel like they got it. But my Bible says that he called them old because they knew the way. And he called us young because we were strong. And so we need people to know the way so they will be strong enough to carry the charge. But now you ain't no church mother no more. We got a hospital of junior mothers and junior deacons running the entire church. And a whole lot of ancillaries and cores. And Gomer sitting in the pulpit preaching. And then we got to deal with Ananias and Sapphira taking up the altar. We got to make this thing make sense. So the church has to come with back into its alignment, back into its rightful position. We have begin to enjoy the muscle presence up out of order and dysfunction. We have begin to enjoy the presence of sin. We don't want holy church no more. We don't want righteous church no more because under that particular type, whoa, yes, sir. Under that particular type of ministry, it requires us to be uncomfortable. But we want church that's going to make us feel good, that's going to make us dance a little bit and then shout a little bit and then go home. We don't want nobody to come down our road and expose our own sins. We don't want it. The Bible says, choose you this day. Who you going to serve? You going to serve God, or you going to serve mammon? So it says, holding it without it. No man, woman, boy, girl, toddler, old person, young person, I don't care about your positions or your degrees or your mental capacities. The Bible says holiness without which no man, none of us, shall see the Lord. So we've got to have holiness. And out of holiness comes what? Change, transformation, what? Comes truth and righteousness, what? Holiness comes down your road. Holiness comes to what? Bring you back to what? Righteousness, right living. Now, we don't have altar calls no more. We have praying for people and send them on their way. We don't tarry with this place no more. Go and get the nipper down there to just come and ask you to pray for them and their house and cars be saved. You don't need nobody to pray that your house and car be saved when you don't pay tithes. God, why am I here? When you don't give an offering, we don't need to pray for your house to be saved or your car to be saved when you are not a supporter business of the house that you serve. Why are we praying for your husband to stay home with you when you're mean and nasty? Why are we praying for your children to obey you when you treat them like slaves? Oh, Holy Ghost in here. We've got to come to a better place than this. We want God to work miracles in our lives, but we don't want to change our behavior. We don't want to change who we are as human beings. Ain't somebody say, we're a mess of evil. And we have nasty dispositions. We've got to come back into an alignment with God. The Lord charges us for all that we do, and we think it's right. Anybody got to tell you what you're doing is wrong? You know it's wrong. You feel it in your heart is wrong because the spirit that it came out of was a bad place. And we don't want to own that the stuff that we do come out of a bad place of us. Mm-hmm. The Bible says it's got what goes into a man in the garden. But I love the scripture where it says that it says these words that out of your heart flows the issues of life. Another scripture says that above all things, the heart of a man has been the wicked. Who can know it? Well, the behavior that exudes out of your heart, you know it came from the back of your heart and not the righteousness of your heart because you felt it come out of there. As soon as it came out of your mouth gate, you knew you had released something that was not of God. But before you would retract it and repent for it, you will stand by it and stand on it with pride. And the arrogance, puffed up, to use God as your defense. Devil is a liar. God does not get himself involved in foolish matters or carnality that we provoke upon ourselves. We've got to be holy and we've got to be righteous. Right in our living, right in our behavior. Willing to correct our own self. We don't need nobody to rebuke us and bring us back into alignment when we know we're wrong. But the minute woman of God, Minister Bradley, that we refuse to repent for our errors, when we commit them, when we commit our sins towards others and even God himself, we refuse to repent of these things. We've lost our fear of God. We've lost our reverence. Because I remember there was a time in our lives of faith that if we slip up in sin and we know we sin, the conviction, you know, when you'd have been doing it so long, when you'd have been doing it so long, you live there. You soak, and that will shine. You soak in the spirit because you dress in the garments of it. You lay in the bed, you lay in the bed with it. Mm-hmm. You don't wrestle with this thing. See, when it first came into your life, it was a problem between you and it. Oh, you fought with it. You kept it on the altar. But all of a sudden, now you have become comfortable with this issue that you have. You have become very so relaxed with it. And so now you get dressed with it. You eat dinner and lunch and breakfast with it. You bathe in the shower with it. You ride in the car with it. It has become your free. It's become your best friend. How do we know it becomes your best friend? Tell me, Holy Ghost. Because the minute somebody points it out and addresses it, you stand to defend it. Help Jesus. God, help me. You stand to defend it. You protect it more than you protect your own soul. You put it before you put your own God. Why? Because it is your comforter. It is your comforter. It is your defense mechanism, so to speak. It is what makes you feel safe. But God said that I am. I'm your God. I'm everything. He said, I am a jealous God, and I won't have no other gods before me. And we put our behavior in front of God. We put our attitude and our ill treatment of others in front of God. Called out to get mad, and we want to protect it. We don't went for protecting the Holy Ghost in us, and now we're protecting the demons in us. Y'all don't get it. We do more fighting for the devil on our side than we do for the Lord that's on our side. How? Who's ruling your life? Who's the king of your soul? The Lord said to you, of your father, the devil. We have allowed ourselves to come into agreement and alignment with self that has nothing to do with the Bible. And we justify it. We justify our actions and our deeds to make sure that people know that we are right, but in the eyesight of God, we are wrong. And we feel like man can't correct us because we're right. But in the eyesight, God is looking up and saying, when will you see that your way is wicked in my sight? Your way evil in my sight. We got to understand, we got to get back to the altar and lay on our face and say, God, judge me. Take your sword out on me in a sheath and then cut this stuff out of me that shouldn't be. Destroy the enemy in me. Mm-hmm. Cut it away. But we won't bring it to the altar. The reason why we won't bring it to the altar is because we don't want to lose. We don't want to get rid of it because we're in love with it. It makes us feel like we're validated. And the root cause of it is because it's a lot of us have these spirits on us because we have been hurt people. Because we never healed from our hurt. We treat everybody else like trash. And when they correct us, we become defensive. The spirit of offense and defense comes in. And we don't want them to come and stand in our place and tell us that we are in error because we feel like that now you're trying to hurt me. Mm-hmm. We confuse help with hurt. God help me. We've allowed this spirit to manipulate our mind and live and rest in our mind that when people come with good intentions, we consider ill intentions or ill desires. And so now we put ourselves up against folk and we fight against folk and resist people instead of allowing. We're living in a destructive life. We are wrestling with flesh and blood, and we should not. The Bible says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but prince of heaven, rulers and doctors in high places." We've got to wrestle with that which is spirit. But any time a spirit comes in, it'll make you wrestle with people. Because you're letting the devil use you. Because had you known that it was the spirit, and had you allowed God to use you and not the devil use you, you'll go after the spirit in your operation. But instead, you expose yourself over and over again, letting us know that you are possessed. That demons live there. That you have allowed the devil to pick up a residence in your mind. Demon spirits, remember, because demon spirits, when they come in, they attach themselves to your cerebellum, inside of your cerebral cortex, your central nervous system. Why there? Because that is where they can go in and coil themselves around your spine and bend you to their will, make you their puppet. Some of us want to be free so bad from that which haunts us, that which taunts us. We want to be free so bad. But because of pride, some of us are leaders and pastors that don't want the church to know that we wrestle with a demon that make us treat people wrong. Because we wrestle with pride. We rather suffer with this thing instead of being free. But the Bible says, the day when you hear my voice, hard not your heart, let me inside. Jesus is knocking. He's giving you all the opportunity in the world to come out from among you. Come on out of here and be receptive. Come on out from there. Come on out. Never said, I'm gonna take myself to deliverance. Yeah, that's possible. But you got legions in you. You can't do that by yourself. You're going to need help. Because you've allowed this thing to live in you for years. I can see you now. You're thinking hard now. I see all of you. See y'all right now. Thinking hard now. Examining yourself about your behavior and how long you've been like that. I hear many of you questioning God right now. God is in me. Some of you are in your spirit with that spirit. And let the spirit tell you, that ain't you. But it's you, baby. It's you. The war you're fighting is not with those around you. The war you are fighting is with you. That demon you're fighting against is you. It's you. Until you heal what is hurting in you, you got to confess that broken area, that place in you that you have allowed to turn into bitterness. You got to go, oh, Shab, I'm sold. You got to confess that in order for you to be healed from it. Because now it's a whole bunch of church folks that hurt people and they're hurting you, who never should have been pastors until they've been healed. Missionaries, deacons, and prophets, and apostles, and evangelists, and teachers, ushers, helpers, and cooks in the church shouldn't have never been in those roles except they've been healed. Haughty spirit, because you were treated by a leader who was haughty, and you despised that leadership, and now you got the very same spirit they got, and now you lead like this. Oh, you got to go through deliverance. It's got to be broken off of you. Mistreating the people of God, putting your knee on their neck, controlling and manipulating the church. Just delivered leaders can't do them like you was done. You know how it made you feel. Stop lying to the people. You're trying to save their life. You're trying to control them. You know what it was like for you to be controlled. You know what it was like for you to be manipulated. We won't celebrate our members. Because we're secretly jealous of them. And because we're jealous of them, we want them to fail and not to see that devil is a liar. Anything that you work out should excel you because it comes out of your knowing. Elijah got a double portion of Elijah's anointing. Elijah's anointing. Elisha said, he said, give me a double portion of that spirit. Says it all runs down the beard. Aaron did down to his skirt onto the people of God. We have mishandled. We have done wrong as men and women of God. We got to stop putting people up in positions and roles who have not the heart of God to be in these positions and roles. Brothers and sisters and brother-in-laws and sister-in-laws and aunties and uncles, and we put names, give everybody a title who don't deserve one, knowing that these people are full of demons, knowing that that devil will promote them to keep from putting God's anointing in position because we're afraid to be exposed. Tonight, we're going to make a call for salvation for those who are backsliding and those who want to be saved. The next call I make after that is going to be for those who want to be delivered and those who are ready to be free and those who are ready to repent for what they've done, what they've participated in. And I don't care about your title. We don't care about your title. This is a safe place. We don't care about your title. Don't care about your roles. Don't care how many colors you got and how many DDs you got. Don't care how many ordinations and certificates you got. You can be the best elder. You can be elder plus two. Lay it down at all. Lay your title down at all. Because when you come, I'm standing as the intercessor, not a prophet. And I'm going to stand in the gap for you tonight. And we're going to bring this thing down until you get free. Until you want to get free. And if you don't want to get free, God bless you. But we're doing serious altar calls. I'm here one more night. We can't keep playing with God, baby. We got to get our lives right and get it right now. How are we going to draw the crowd with the same bad behavior? Not just leaders, number two. How? How are we going to draw the crowd with the same bad behavior? Now, y'all know that we were slimes on the wall of your house. Try to be embarrassed to know we know you. If you want to be saved, and if you're a backslider, you want to come back home, now's your time to come. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus tonight. Come to Jesus. If you want to be saved tonight, if you want to be saved, and if you say, man of God, I'm tired of living the way I'm living. I want to give my life to the Lord. If you say, man of God, I'm a backslider. I want to come back home. This is your time. Your time is now. Your opportunity is now. God will help you redeem the time. He'll help you redeem the time. Press star 6 and come to the platform. Press star 6 and come to the platform and bless you. Press star 6. If you're on here and you don't have a church home, and you say, man of God, I need somebody to help me find a church home. If y'all know anybody that can help me find a church home, come to the platform. We'll get you information, and we'll try to connect you with an ECC church in your area. Come to the platform. Come on, saints. We offer Christ to you tonight. If you leave the same way you came, it's because you wanted to. Forget about who's going to come first and come on. Don't wrestle with your spirit. Don't wrestle with it. Don't fight against it. Just come on to Jesus and give him your whole life. Give him your whole life. Get saved, set free, and delivered, and outreach all of us. Prophesy all of us. Come on. Be the best evangelist God got on the market. Come on. Come to Jesus. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Woman of God, is anybody on the platform?
No one is on the platform yet, Prophet.
All right. Give you 2 more minutes, and then we're going to move to the next phase. You got to get people saved, y'all. People saved, set free, and delivered. By walking to people in judgment because of their lifestyle and their behaviors and whatever case may be. And walk to them and say, God, look, I love you. I don't know you, but I love you. Hug them and tell them, say, I love you. I love you. The Bible never said that preaching would restore us. It said, love covers the most beautiful thing. See, we don't want love to cover. You want to expose people to hurt people, but we don't want to do it God's way. We think we got the remedy. We think we got the best way. You'll never do it other than the way that God says. He said, my thoughts are not yours, nor my ways yours. If it be not God's way, then we're out of order. We're doing something wrong. Yes, wrong. For those of you that say, man of God, I am one. I am one that is going through and I'm battling with this issue. I need to repent. I need to come before the Lord. I need to be restored. I need to come get my break. I need to get this thing off of me. I don't need you coming if you ain't going to play with it. I'm talking about real folk that's real, really ready and really honest. Say, God, I got this on me. I got to get off of me. Don't worry about who's coming first. Just come to the platform. 5, 6 and come over to the platform. Man of God, I want to be. I want to be prayed for. I want to be covered. I want this thing broken. I want this thing shattered. I'm tired of repeating this same cycle because of my own behavior, my own traumas. I want to be healed. Come to the platform and that's you. Just come and say, man of God, I'll be one. For it's time for you to be healed for real so that you can be used by God like he wants you to use. We want to use you. See, we're restricted because we're bleeding people, but it's time to heal now. You can't bleed while leading. You cannot bleed while leading. You got to be healed. So you got to come now. Tonight is your night to be healed so that you can be whole in ministry, that you can be whole in your life, that you can love your family for real. And many of you can love your husband for real and love your wife for real. And mean and hateful towards your children. It's time to come and get that bitterness off of you. It's time to come. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Press 5, 6. Press 5, 6. If you're one that said, I want to be healed tonight. I want to be healed tonight. I want to live to my fullest capacity. Press 5, 6 tonight and come onto the platform. Come on, thank you. So I'm here with intercessor tonight. I'm not done did the prophet's job already. I'm here to intercept you tonight. I don't come to prophesy to you no house and no car. I come to help you. I come to help you get close.
Amen. I'm out. I'm here, prophet.
And we got one. Is there anybody else? Is anybody else? Mute your phone, Minister Simon. Is there anybody else? Yes, just mute your phone. As you come to the platform, just say, I'm here, man of God, and just mute your phone. Anybody else? Just come on. You got one. Press 5, 6 and come to the platform. Press 5, 6 and come to the platform. We're trying to give you time. We want to help you.
I'm here, man of God. We want to help you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Meet your phone. Yes, Lord. Anybody else? Come on. Come on, saints. Stop worrying about who's going to see you, who's going to notice your voice, and you don't know who on here that may recognize you. Come on. If you be ashamed to own me in front of a few of your friends, you should get ashamed to own you in front of the Father. Come. Come now. come now. There's no sense to stay there and wallow in what you're in. 5-6, come on to the platform. Will there be another? We'll give you a few more minutes. We love the Lord today. We thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come to the platform. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. If you have any prayer requests, if you have any prayer requests, come to the platform. Press 5-6 if you have any prayer requests. Press 5-6 and after your prayer request, press 5-6 to let the platform be left of those two individuals there. If you have any prayer requests at this time, just come to the platform. Press 5-6. I want to make sure that we don't hold it up. Just let those two there that stay there. Any prayer requests?
Praise the Lord, man. I received two text prayer requests. The first one is for Sister Mary's cousin, her cousin Lorraine. She had a stroke, and she's in ICU. She's requesting prayer. And I also received a prayer request from Minister Booker. She's requesting prayer for her knee. She's requesting prayer for her knee, Minister Booker.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
anybody else?
One more, man. Go ahead, Colin.
Yes, I'm requesting prayer for a friend of mine, brother. The doctor says, she let me know about an hour ago, that the doctor says that her brother has had a massive heart attack. So I want to send a request prayer for Benjamin Aikens Jr., the Pollitt and Aikens family in Florida. Thank you. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
And that's a prayer for my brother who's in the hospital as well. My brother Andrew.
Okay. Any more. Any more prayer requests? Press star 6.
I want to pray for Alex's mother. They said he had COVID.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I'm one, man of God.
All right. You one? Okay, I got you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Any more prayer requests?
Hello.
Yes.
I was one of the ones that said that I was one, but I'm already saved. I don't know if I wanted prayer to deal with the issue that I'm having and that I think that's keeping me from elevating to where I know I need to be. So I don't know if I should have been
okay
on that side or the prayer line.
You're on that side. You're on that side. You're one of the ones. So just mute yourself out and just get on that side. Any more prayer requests? Any more prayer requests? Let's start 6.
And I'm on the on this side, but I also have a request. We have a 12-year-old young lady that we are keeping this summer. She had some major issues with her behavior, manipulation, rebellion, just a lot. Her name is Shelvea. So I'm asking for prayer for her. And also for salvation and a miracle for Gloria McIntyre.
All right. Anybody else?
Hello. I'm on here. I'm asking
for
prayer for myself. For Trent. Oh, it's been 5 months since my husband has passed. I'm asking for prayer for Trent. And also for I'm asking for prayer for Yvonne Dennis, who's going to be soon having surgery to remove gallbladder bone. And I'm asking for prayers for my entire family.
Amen. Amen. That's my mama, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
Would there be another? Would there be another? Star 6. Don't forget, Star 6, come to the platform. If you've already given your prayer request and you're not one of the ones, just press Star 6 again, and I'll take you right on back out to the population. Amen. Anybody else? Star 6. Star 6. Star 6. Prayer request.
I have a prayer request. I need clarity of something that's up, and I need to know. I need confirmation one way or the other.
Okay, Minister Tanya. I got you.
Thank
you. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Is there any more? Minister Reyes, anybody else on the platform?
Looks like, let's say that. Oh, yeah.
So far as the ones that sit in the bay.
I think that's it right now.
I'm one of the ones.
All right. Okay. You one of the ones? Okay. We sit right there. We're going to get y'all. All right. Pray for prayer requests right now. Father, we thank you, O God, for your grace and mercy. Lord, you've heard the cries and the pleas of the people, O God, for family, for friends, for healing, for deliverance, O God, to move on, O God, to those that need to be healed, O God, and those that are still grieving. Father, we pray in strength for those. Even now, we pray, God, for those who are getting ready to encounter surgery, those who've impacted heart attacks, those children that are being, that has mischievous behavior, oh God, and dealing with all types of demonic torment, oh God, because of things that have happened to them. Father, we're praying for that, those individuals, oh God. We're praying for brothers. We're praying for sister-in-law, nieces, and nephews tonight. We're praying, oh God, for mothers and fathers, oh God, that you would cover them under your blood tonight. God, we pray strength unto them tonight, oh God. We pray that every yoke be destroyed, every burden be lifted, oh God. We bind sickness. We bind disease. We bind death, oh God. We cancel this assignment, oh God. We're declaring healing in the emotions, healing for peace, oh God. We're praying, God, deliverance, oh God, for these misbehaviors, oh God. We're praying, Father, that you will move like you never moved before. God, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will tear down the wall, everything the enemy tried to place against the people of God. We speak life. We send the angel of life. We send the angel of mercy, Father.
Yeah.
We send your glory, Father. We send your word tonight that your people will be healed, set free, and delivered. Father, by thy will tonight, oh God, shake them. And I know the most sensitivity and my guilt fire. Shake the foundation, oh God, that they stand. Break up the mind of my glory. Break up the hollow ground. Disrupt the plans of the enemy tonight. Destroy his works in front of their life. We speak peace and prosperity. We speak wholeness in their life tonight. Touch them, oh God, with the crown of the head to the soul that he lift every heavy heart. Fire, let it be old fire. Let them go, let them go. We bust that thing up tonight. Lift every heavy heart. Holy Ghost, we speaker, but take your phone off mute, use your earpiece, because we don't need no feedback. But all I need you to unmute your phone and begin to praise God. Begin to give God a praise for what he's getting ready to do in your life.
Elevate our friend, 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 elevate our friend Never be the same again. Thank you, Lord. Come on, give him praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Move over that crowd now. In the name of Jesus, let fire proceed out of their mouths, oh God. Let fire proceed out of their mouths, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
Glory to God. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Lord,
give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God for what he's done in the earth, what he's done. Glory to God in this place, what he's done. Glory to God in your life tonight. Yes.
Hallelujah. We give God praise tonight for all that he's done. Glory to God, people of God, we want to ask you to come on back. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, come on back tomorrow night. The man of God will be with us on tomorrow night to share with us what thus says the Lord. Glory to God, you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss these nights of power. Glory be to God, power and demonstration. Glory to God. So again, invite someone to come. Glory to God, invite them. Invite them, glory to God, to come. We only can invite them. Glory to God, it's up to them to hear the call. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless God, amen, for you tonight, prophet. God bless you tonight. We thank God for you. Glory to God. We bless the Lord for you. Glory be to God. Amen. People of God, we just want to, amen, Jesus, focus, amen, Jesus, our eyes towards the man of God on tonight. Glory be to God. God, we bless you. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your servant on tonight. Father, we ask this night, glory to God, that you would breathe upon him afresh in the precious name of Jesus. Father, restore unto him the virtue, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless him. Oh, God, we bless you tonight. We bless you for your vessel tonight. Father, we're asking that you would strengthen him now. Strengthen him, glory to God. Strengthen him in his body. Strengthen him even more in his spirit on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. Bless him, glory to God. Bless him as only you can. Glory, higher. Glory to God. Bless him and meet every need. Bless him on tonight, oh God, and meet every desire, we pray. In thy precious name, oh God, we're asking you this night, Father, that you will look favorably upon him on the, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you, glory to God, to cause your faith to shine upon your servant on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you tonight, glory to God, to help him to stand. Help him to continue to stand in the holy place. Help him to continue to stand and declare your word. Father, we thank you tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for open doors, oh God, open doors, oh God, whereby this word can go forth. This word can go to the nations. Open doors, glory to God, unto him we pray. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we praise you for him, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking that you will cover him tonight. Cover him and shield him tonight. In that precious name, Jesus, cover him in your shed blood. God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we do bind the hand of the enemy tonight. We do forbid backlash, fire, in the name of Jesus. We declare, oh God, and we decree there shall be no retaliation. In thy precious name, oh God, we thank you now. We thank you, Messiah. Thank you, Jehovah Nisi. We thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you, Father. But, hey, God, we thank you tonight for your word, for your word, for your word. Glory to God. We thank you tonight, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing, for what you've already done. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for your servant on tonight. And for this, we thank you. We pray, hey, God. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God in every heart tonight. Every heart tonight, say amen, amen, amen. Glory to God, and so it is on tonight. We thank, hallelujah, we give God thanks, we give God praise, hallelujah, in the truestness, glory to God, in the truestness of his essence. Amen. We give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Glory to God. Again, people of God, we want to invite you to come on back tomorrow night. Glory to God. Again, invite someone to come and be a part of this three nights of power. Amen. On this PNN. Glory be to God. And at this time, man of God, we're going to turn the platform back over to you for final words. Amen. And for the dismissal of the line. You have the platform, man of God.
Tonight, and we thank God for all that he has done, and invite somebody out tomorrow night, and invite somebody out, share the broadcast, amen, let somebody know that God is moving, and he's doing a work over here, amen. We thank God for all of you, thank God for Minister Brother, we thank God for the line. Every round they say, as they say, we go higher and higher. Tomorrow night is probably the last night, but we'll see what God says, amen. We're going to pray now and bless the line. Father, we thank you, God, for your grace and mercy, your power, your authority. thank you for moving by your spirit. We thank you for moving by your anointing, oh God. And we pray now in the name of Jesus, God, that you must fuel our lives, set our lives on fire, set our lives ablaze. For those who came for prayer tonight, let, oh God, their lives shine. Let the fire of God rest upon them, oh God. Let the glory of God rest in them, God. God, let them, when they leave this line, but never your presence, let their lives be transformed and changed, oh God. Give them dreams and envisions. Let them have encounters with your spirit and your glory on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Bless this line. Send your glory over this line. Continue, God. Send the soldiers that will come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Strengthen the moderators. God, strengthen the help, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. God bless you tonight. We love you. See you back here tomorrow night at 9 p.m. God bless.
Amen. That concludes our broadcast for tonight. God bless you.
Where the sins that come shall be. No one will and no one will. Where I love and no one will. Where the flowers shall no longer grow.
Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.